pit, but he did not leave his campaign of Krishna Nam. The social and even the ordinary religious demand came against him. He did not care. But a weak-minded fellow, he will submit, oh, I much to give. So there may be clash, and sometimes may not be clash, friendly relation. Now, in a particular case, Abhijit Sudhara Chal, Bhajati Imam Ananya Bhak, when he was a constitutional bulletin, was a Nitya Dharma Jeta, so take a constitutional bulletin. আর এটাকে কন্ডিশনাল বলেছেন, যেটা এই এখানকার নৈমিত্তিক, এখানে জনমানুষারে সমাজ সোসাইটি বা পলিটিক্যাল বা অন্যান্য যে সমস্ত ডিম্যান্ড সেগুলোকে বলেছেন কন্ডিশনাল, আর ওইটাকে বলে কনস্টিটিউশনাল, যেটা নিত্য এইভাবে রিপ্রেজেন্ট করেছেন।
Now, for promoting,
yes,
sometimes we have to go to the bank, we go to the market, we go to the printer, we have to do so many things. Are those considered constitutional activity or conditional?
That depends upon the and the strength of the creed of the person who is doing it. It is a personal question, individual case. Sometimes you may take to any false statement externally, but internally you are right, you are doing, you are for the service of Krishna, you are speaking a lie, perhaps to a dacoit, to a thief. In this way, anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjanam. Whether whatever will help you to discharge your duty, you will accept that. And whatever opposes your main progress, you must renounce that. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjanam. This sort of policy we shall accept, not strictly to the truthfulness in the ordinary worldly sense, neither we shall speak always lie, and we shall think that Krishna Bhakti means lying and thieving and all these things. We must not indulge in that. But by necessity, suppose decoys come to attack the temple. If it is possible, I may tell a lie and guide him to some other direction. I shall do that to save the institution and the devotees. Even that lie takes me to hell, still I may speak the lie. Oh, let them be said, and I may have to reap any result. I take the risk. This also, that lie will be nirguna. However, if I oppose the will, the goodwill, sincere goodwill, that will means service of Krishna. According to that, we have to adjust in the factor of time.
Now,
good or bad in the conditional world, that may be neglected. Your Swami Maharaj has explained clearly. When the conditional duty comes in clash of the constitutional duty, the conditional duty should be given up, shunned, abandoned, and we must stick to constitutional duty. That should be our ideal. But a weak-minded devotee, a beginner, he may not be so much strong, he may yield to the conditional duty. But that is not the ideal. That should not be the ideal. You follow?
Yes. Now, at the end of his translation of Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Prabhupada made some concluding statements in which he gave all of the credit for whatever he did to his Guru Maharaj, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakura. Now, I will read a few sentences from there. He says, I think that his divine grace, Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakura, is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by his words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is always sitting with all his devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. So the point we want to clarify is that our Prabhupada says that the Supreme Lord, with all of his devotees and associates, are situated within the heart. So that seems to indicate that the spiritual master is also one of the associates of the Lord, who is seated in the heart along with Paramatma. So does that mean that the individual spiritual master, say in our case, Srila Prabhupada, he may...
Paramatma is the plane of Paramatma, that is, superseding Jivatma, Paramatma. But Paramatma conception is only like a pitha, like a asana.
Pitha? Position.
Paramatma, the realm of Paramatma, but conception of Paramatma is lower to that, the position of Gurudev and his paraphernalia and his worshipable Lord. So beyond the Jivatma and the Paramatma, and we have to, he says that my Gurudev is the source of all my inspiration, all my inspiration. As if he is sitting with his paraphernalia above the Paramatma sphere, with all his knowledge and love divine is there. And from that source, I find the stream of inspiration coming to me, and whatever I am writing, it is just a fountain pen. The ink is supplied, so it is being passing through me, and the writings are being produced. This also Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has said, "Ei gantha lekhai mure madan mohan." I am an old man. When I am writing, I am too old, my hand is shivering. It is impossible for me at this stage always to write, but still I wonder that how can I write, but still I am writing. So now it is not my writing, but someone is writing through me. Sanatana Goswami says, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, What is this, that I am a teeny fellow, a mean human beings, and I am writing about the harem of Krishna. The Rukmini is such and such, Shottabhama is such and such, Krishna is such and such, their relation in this way. What audacity I have got. What am I, a mean fellow of the just being? And I venture to write, to describe that. But it is not, believe me, that this is not my writing. Someone forces my hands to write all these things, externally, internally. It is not my writing, not my product. I cannot venture to enter into that that sphere, and I am writing authoritatively, giving opinion. This servant is such, this servitor is such, this queen, this here, there. Where are they and where I am? But someone is forcing me to write down all these things. And even Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami, Krishna is helping you, but he is passing, so sending so many words to teach you, and they are passing through me, I feel, but I do not understand them. What is going through me to bless you? So it is possible. That is coming down, the inspiration. Like inspiration, it is coming down and I am going on. And without that, written thing cannot be pure. That is revelation. That writing is of the type of revelation. It is coming down from some other quarter to this plane to help people like us. So that is all right. Otherwise, in such a short time, it cannot be possible for that man of old age to produce so many written books on the high thoughts. So inspiration there was. His heart or his mind was empty, and it was only an instrument for the divine agent to use him as their instrument. In this way he produced all these things. It came through him.
In the field of writing transcendental literatures, transcendental literature, is it permissible to write proper siddhanta, bringing out proper conclusions of shastra in a context of fiction? In other words, in the context of a fictitious story. In other words, creating some fictitious characters, etc., but these personalities are interacting to produce a devotional teaching. Is that permissible?
That is not fictitious. The gross world may be fictitious, but whatever is coming from there, that has got some position in more real plane than this gross earth. It is existing in a particular plane, and that plane is more true than the concrete world of what we feel and live in. So he can do that. And another antagonistic thing I found in you. What do you say? Repeat it.
I said that
inconsistent, some conflicting.
I was asking whether
when a person is writing, then
he may create some fictitious...
Then whatever, when the transcendental context, contract, then he is not writing, but he is forced to write. That should be the perspective. He is forced to write. He is absent. When the revealed truth rushing in, then he is mere instrument, sent person, perhaps. Not he is writing. When he is writing and something is coming, then there will be mixture of both the things.
What, could you repeat that? When he is writing?
He is writing his own abhimam, his ego. Oh. His ego and also transcendental inspiration, both combined, then that will be the mixed thing, not purely, not 100% pure.
So is that acceptable or not?
Partly acceptable.
So then it seems that what you have just said is different than what you had said.
You see, when Krishna inspired to Brahma, Tene Brahma Rida Jayadi Kamai, he referred. And when from Brahma different disciples came, a modification began. And then there is a jungle in the religious world of different conceptions. Prakriti Vaichitrat and Parampurjena, the modification and limitation and the original thing gone. And the same things are
but in parampara, there should be no
parampara,
material modification.
The opaque guru, the parampara, the mediums must be pure. Otherwise, it is not, something, often it is not pure. So differences is there.
So just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, all of the narrations are factual. They have occurred.
Now Krishna says, evam vivasate yogam praktavana homabhyam vivasan manove praho manovipha kabe pravit evam parampara pratnam yogo nashta parantapa shaka shakali neho mohata yogo nashta parantapa. Again I am rejuvenating that karma yoga. Krishna says in Gita to Arjuna, you first I told these things to Surya and from Manutanu Adres. Then in Kala Dharma, it is Vikrita Hayajase, it is mutilated and almost vanished. Then again I am speaking it to you. It is in Gita. Ibam vivasate yogam praktavanaham. Arjuna says, aparam bhavatu janma param janma vivasato kathamita vijaniyang tamadu praktavaniti bhavuni me batitani janmanita vajarjuna tanyahang veda sarvani nottang vetta param tapo. I have got many births and you also the same, but you don't remember, but I remember that I descended here many times. And first I told it to Vivasan, and then Vivasan, from Vivasan it came to Manu, and then Manu others, and in course of time, it is finished. Again I am dead. Yada yada isarmasya granit bhavati bharata, abhut karma karmasya tarat mahanam siddhar maham. But I am at a khudva.
The fallen souls generally are coming from the Brahmaloka or Brahma Jyoti.
That is from the marginal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marginal land.
Now, is there any difference between that soul and the souls that are eternally with Krishna and Goloka?
No, it is pravija to think like that. That once liberated, once entered into Krishna consciousness. Of course, there is there is gradation. But who has got the grace of Krishna and are of same rank, no distinction should be continued, that he was in previous life in a conditioned world. That sort of memory is to foster to that sort of thinking has been discouraged. They don't do so.
Now, when a soul is eligible to enter the spiritual world, say...
From conditioned function to constitutional function.
Yes. Now, say that person is going to take the form of a cowherd boy. Now, how does he enter the spirit?
All may not. Some may have their end of their journey in Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Some in Dwarka, some in Mathura. All may not come to Vrindavan, to cowherd construction. Even Lakshmi Devi could not have admission in the cowherd clan. What to speak of others? That is a special.
That's not the question. The question we want to know is that in Goloka there are cowherd boys, cowherd girls, there are mothers, fathers, everything. So suddenly if one re-enters, if one goes to Goloka in his constitutional position, how does he suddenly appear there? He has father, mother, friends. How does suddenly?
That going is cannot be a chance coincidence. But it is to follow a constitutional method and to go there. So gradually it will have a name. He will be gradual construction of his paraphernalia or his environment, and he would make progress. And not suddenly.
What about that environment? In other words, if he goes back to Godhead,
his ruchi, his inclination will, according to his progress, gradually make acquaintances with the paraphernalia. And it will be pushed towards that domain.
If he becomes a cowherd boy, then he has father and mother there. So so that father and mother, how did they get him? He's not being born there.
He would think that I was here, because it is Swarup. I was here, but my mind was scattered, just like a madman. He forgets his previous acquaintances, and as soon as he comes back to his old memory, it's something like that.
And the father and mother, what do they think?
They will think that after a long time, my son has come into senses and he is recognizing me in this way. They will take him and see them. See them. In Vyod Bhagavatamata we find when a new recruit came to Krishna, when he's coming from in the way Gocharam, coming back, just at that time one fortunate soul met him, and Krishna welcomed him warmly, embraced him, and lost consciousness with him. Baladev, the other other cowboys, they are more or less puzzled what's the matter. The Baladev knew the matter and saved the situation, consoled the fellows. After some time, Krishna woke and began to talk with that new friend. My friend, so long, how could you stand, how could you move without me? And that was his first address to that newcomer. So long, how could you live without me, my friend? So something like that, the Milan, that Milan, that Milan means?
Join. Join.
Meeting?
Meeting. That meeting is comes into jurisdiction of eternity. From conditioned, it comes into constitutional eternity. The point where finite and infinite meets, the position is something like this. The conditioned meets the eternal function. He gets it back. It was my innate wealth. I lost it. This sort of consciousness arises and compromises the two. Two opposite things compromises in friendly plane in such a way, we are told.
Now, if a disciple leaves the body thinking of the spiritual master, so he will go to where the spiritual master is.
Of course, if that is of sufficient growth and attraction, then he will go.
If there's sufficient growth.
Right.
It depends upon the degree of increase of attachment.
Now, one disciple, one disciple of our Prabhupada commented that he only wants Prabhupada. He doesn't want to be led to any other party or group. Now, if that
does... If that desire is sufficiently intense, then...
Ultimately, that depends upon the will of Krishna. Whenever he would like to send him, there are so many qualified. The king recognizes one, go to, as a general, go to the battlefield. Then another one he may send. It may be like that. But still, just as in Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha, there are sub-Vaikunthas of different Nisimhadev, Varahadev, or this. So this Gurudev with his personality, that is also Nitya. That has got its position in the constitutional, that is not a chance coincidence. That will move. Even here a sound is not lost, it is moving somewhere, anywhere or other. Is it not?
Yes.
A sound, when produced, it is moving in the atmosphere. The color, that is also even in the, here. But in Vaikuntha, nothing is lost. It is there. It is there. The in the heart, in the feeling, that is not outside the Vaikuntha. He has got the memory of his Gurudev, how he came. Then it is not abolished or effaced from the infinite. That is there, that picture. That picture is there. So it is eternal. But again, a new paraphernalia may be created also. The general may be recalled from a particular army, he may be posted in another army.
But the memory of the first army remains also.
First army, that was there.
That will remember, be remembered.
The remembrance, it will be, remembrance, the photo will be there. It will be in the mind of so many, that he is our general. So, in Vaikuntha, everything is eternal. Everything is eternal. Coexistent. Coexistent. It can accommodate
everything.
That everything coexistent.
Next question.
Any difficulty?
Wasn't there another? I think we should just talk about the spiritual world.
You once said that a Mahabhagavata guru is in constant association with his guru. And sometimes our Prabhupada was criticized for not going to the samadhi of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And he said that he's sitting beside me at every moment.
Then? Part of that.
Well, this is that. That seems to indicate that it's just like we are personally sitting with you right now. That kind of association, and generally we think in terms of the instructions. Yeah. You're associating with your guru by his instructions.
And papancha, that is experience through the senses and mental experience may differ. By recollection, I may come in association of something and the bodily also I can go. But here what he said, that I am always with, I see the samadhi of my Gurudev. That is in the more than a mental, transcendental sphere is there. And sometimes samadhi, sometimes birthplace, sometimes is only dikha place. It may vary. It may vary. Mahaprabhu says to Rupa Goswami, sada sangya asa tumi, when after the training is completed of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu wanted to come to Nilachal, Jagannath, to return. Then Rupa Goswami proposed, please order me to follow you. I can't stand your separation. And Mahaprabhu told, you are always with me. And now you just go to Vrindavan. So, by our, we can keep company in the spiritual world. By the other day also I told this, by anugatam, by our submission. Soul is near to soul only through submission. In that relationship, and not so much by physical, close physical relation. The other day I told that there are
lice.
Bugs and the lice also are very close, but they are not very near. Physical nearness is not real nearness. Mental more, and nearness of soul. That is more and more real. Hare Krishna. Then, from what point it came?
You said yesterday that first we see the Guru as Krishna, Krishna as Guru. Then intermediate stage,
comprehensively, we see we cannot. First we see Brahma, then Param Vasudev, then Lakshminarayan, gradual progress. So first we see Guru as Krishna without, when you do not see the differentiative character there. For the beginners, it is told that Guru is Krishna. Then deeper vision will gradually disclose that Guru is a particular function of Krishna, particular functionable. Then more closely, the particular function in what channel? That elaborate conception of the function discloses a hierarchy there, in this way. But in the first sight, all included in Krishna, all Krishna. And then Krishna's potency, particular function, there he has got many other functions. There is one partial aspect. Then details in the partial aspect, that takes us, leads us to the differentiative character into Guru, and according to Rasa, when classified different groups, so many variegatedness in details, goes to a particular group of service in the particular clan. And in the service also there are so many variegatedness. This food department, then this bed department, then this ornamental department, there are many departments according to inner taste. One is accepted in a particular place, position. What is hazy and non-differentiative in the first sight, in the near and the clear sight, it expresses so many differentiative and specified characteristics clearly, particularly.
Now, some of the same personalities from Krishna Leela came in another form for the Gaur Leela. Now, we have understood that Ramananda Rai, he is Vishakha.
You may not say that he came from there to here. That was empty. It is not. There are twofold presence, rather, you may think like that.
Yes. Now,
in that is also eternal, and this is also eternal.
Right.
So twofold, the double function, a little modified.
Now, sometimes we hear that Ramananda Rai is the same personality as Vishakha.
Corresponding.
And at the same time, we hear that he is also Arjuna.
Arjuna. That Arjuna's function may be traced there partially.
But is it the
according to the necessity of the person, according to his interest and the necessity of the person who see, it is like that. Some may think Ramananda is a governor. Some may see his nearness to Vishakha in temperament, sober, and Krishna Radhika not partial to anyone. All these signs may help others to think that he is a Vishakha temperament. And Arjuna, that is, he is this, endowed with various qualifications, and among the five, Arjuna, that is given to the ordinary public, a reflection that he is the most qualified amongst the children of Bhavananda, who are of different character. In this way, they like to see him, and that with the, some sober decision and exceptional capacity, qualification, is the picture of Arjuna. And that is to be thought.
But earlier you said that if someone is equally addicted to Krishna Leela and equally addicted to Gaur Leela, same person may simultaneously take part in both. Mm. Now, is it that, or say, now, is it that the same Vishakha person, individual person, who is there in the Krishna Leela, the same person is also present in the Gaur Leela as Ramananda Rai?
Ramananda had got such impartial temperament towards Krishna and Allah. Of course, little more towards Radhika, otherwise cannot be grouped as Sakhi. He is not Sakha to Krishna, but Sakhi. In the Madhura Rasa, still has got some impartial attachment. He has almost equal attachment towards both the parties. And also, the other qualifications, Vishakha, in dancing and singing, etc. They are also there, in person relationship, tendency, as well as so many related qualifications.
Now, Swarup Damodar, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary,
yes.
He is described as Lalita.
Mm-hmm.
So is he the same, actually the same person, Lalita, or he has the same qualities and gives the same impression?
Mm-hmm. Lalita is double in Gaur Leela, both coexistent. We have to think like that, coexistent.
The same two persons are fused in that person.
Yes, one.
Okay, I'm satisfied.
I'm very satisfied with this answer.
No, your
We
answer.
Are all satisfied. We are all satisfied with your answers.
When I hear you speak about these subject matters, it reminds me that Lord Brahma, he stole away the calves from Krishna, thinking that he could understand what is God. But after he saw Krishna manifest himself as the four-handed Narayans so many times and duplicating himself in all the cowherd boys, then he said, some people may think that they can understand you, but for myself I know that I have no understanding whatsoever of your unlimited qualities. So when we hear you describe the spiritual world, we begin to realize that there is no way that we can possibly grasp the full magnitude of the spiritual world. It is so unlimited.
It is spiritual, on spiritual common sense, I take my stand. Known and unknown. You see, there is a story here. That a student asking his preceptor, when I shall be a pandit, I shall have recognition of a pandit. then the spiritual, then the preceptor answered, when what you have read and what you have not read, both equal to you, at that time you will be a pandit, scholar. You follow?
Yeah.
The preceptor told. The when you have read the portion and the unread portion, both equal to you, you equally understand, at that time you will be reckoned as a pandit. Then he went away home for some time and forgot what he read. Then came to the preceptor and told, you now give me the title of a pandit. Why? Now what I read, I forgot, and I can't understand. And what I did not read, of course I can't understand that, both equal to me.
Now the past...
Oh, it is